And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A former silver medalist, Michaela Skinner, has called on the International Olympic Committee to ban men from women's sports. She told the Daily Wire that she can't believe this is even up for debate. Yeah, most sane people can't either, adding that female athletes work too hard to lose medals to biological males. The 7th Conditional District in the state of Tennessee has remained red as Republican Matt Van Epps defeated the radical leftist Afton Bean despite Democrats flooding the race with cash and star power, including Al Gore and AOC. The Justice Department is suing 6 blue states, Delaware, Maryland, New Mexico, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington, all for refusing to hand over voter rolls. Attorney General Pam Bondi says accurate rolls are the cornerstone of fair and free elections. The AG of Rhode Island called it weaponization. Interesting how demanding compliance with federal voting laws only counts as weaponization when it's Republicans who are doing the demanding. North of the border, things are getting darker. Liberal MP Mark Miller, who recently declared that quoting certain Bible passages about homosexuality is hateful and should land clergy in jail, was just promoted to Minister of Canadian Identity and Culture. Conservative MP Larry Brock called it an assault on Canadian culture. Meanwhile, the Carney government is reportedly working on amendments to Bill C-9 that could criminalize sections of the Bible. And while Canada debates jailing pastors, they're also debating killing children. A pro-euthanasia group called Dying with Dignity Canada is lobbying to expand assisted suicide to mature minors. Their argument? It's unfair to let a 70-year-old with terminal cancer choose death but deny a 17-year-old the same option. Health Canada's latest report shows euthanasia now accounts for over 5% of all deaths nationwide. Back home here in America, AI is turbocharging the pornography crisis in schools. Teachers are reporting that students have been using Nudify apps to digitally undress classmates, some as young as 11. One survey found that 1 in 10 teachers are aware of students creating explicit deepfakes in the last year. Boys aren't even hiding it anymore because they don't see it as shameful. That's the normalization of pornography, and when that happens, everything downstream will start to get normalized as well. Don't know if you saw this or not, but Odell Beckham Jr., an NFL wide receiver, wants some sympathy because his $100 million contract only nets him about $12 million annually after all of the taxes. He says he has to spend, use, save, invest, and flaunt on that budget. The internet wasn't very sympathetic. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.